Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Brett. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ken Brett. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Kekik. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mike Kekik. And now, play ball. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards first. Alou settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaHood. The throw from Munson and he is safe. LaHood steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaHood moves to third. One out. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a fly ball into left field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Kekec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekec strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alou fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alou settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. LaHood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brett. White moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Alou moves to second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson strikes out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres is walked intentionally. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lahude, who is chasing the ball. Michael reaches third base with a triple. White scores. Alou scores. Torres goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Yankees. Mike Kekec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Mike Kekec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekec is 0 for 1 in the game. Kekec hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hisa pinch hits for Ken Brett. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Colburn now pitching. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Lahude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Lahude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Munson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 2 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Torres takes first base on ball 4. Munson moves to second. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Michael hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. LaHude settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Kekik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kekik is 0 for 2 in the game. Kekik hits a pop-up towards first. Briggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaHude hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alou settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Porter and he is out, Theobald applying the tag. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaHude. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White is walked intentionally. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Mercer moves to third. White moves to second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds pinch hits for Jim Colburn. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Theobald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Briggs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Yankees. Sparky Lyle now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.